Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach, Brother, the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My, my, my. See, God has blessed us one more time. We're coming before you at the noonish hour. We say noonish because it's beyond 12 and 1 o'clock in some places, and in others is just about that time. God has been so good. He has blessed us one more time to come before you on WBSW Radio, the internet station. Today is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We have this six-part series, we've done one already, dealing with building boys to be fathers of the future. This is part two of series two. We look forward to sharing with you some things that are really, really important. Now, understanding WBSW Radio, the internet station, broadcasts Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood on Tuesday or Thursday from 1 p.m. Central Standard Time or 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show, and we're going to focus on issues that affect you from day to day. So we look forward to having an awesome show today, truly, again, to share something with you. We want to, before we really get started and give you all the contact information, we want to give a shout-out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's Zeta Phi Sigma, chapter out of Greenville, partnered with WBSW Radio, the internet station, to bring this series to you. Boys, Building Boys to be Fathers of the Future, Part 2. You can be a part of by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Repeat that, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, your location, then ask you to join us with the conversation about building boys to be fathers of the future. Also, you can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show as well. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. You have the same opportunity to tweet us as well. You can tweet the show at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, at The Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, along with, in time to time, you can just check us out at The Smith Way Production. Also, Instagram, I mentioned Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, which is number 10, is the handle for that chapter, and at President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Those two Instagram stations or media site, you can join us live. And we appreciate you taking time to do that. Now, we have an awesome show planned today, so we're going to spend some time talking about building boys to be better fathers of the future. Also, you can check us out on Facebook. We're being broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. Again, that's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. You also can check out on-demand episode. We're up now and very excited to 447 episodes being broadcast through the Smith Wade Production, now on WBSW Radio, the internet station. So we want you to check out. You can go back and get our on-demand episodes on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, YouTube television, and we also have a tendency to email it out to you. You can check us out on email. You have to be a part of the email list, as well as going truly to Blog Talk Radio and listening to all of the episodes that we have been able to broadcast and share with you. Thank you so much. Let's get started show today, because it's important that we understand why it's so important for you to check WVSW Radio, the internet station. First of all, we have listeners and watchers in 25 countries. That's including the United States, north of the border, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. So, see, it's a pleasure to be able to stand before you or sit before you and share these thoughts. Come before you, very excited about being able to broadcast to you. I know some people are trying to tune in at the 12 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock hour, or wherever you may be, your time frame may be. We want you to just to be a part of it. So we're going to make it do what it do. So very excited about talking about Building Voice and the series to be Fathers of the Future, partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity as one of their social projects. And we thank you, brothers, for letting us be the one to be able to hear this. We don't mind partnering with you and doing this. We're going to first talk about discussing how to train our boys in the art of fatherhood. But before we do that, I want just to kind of play a little. We don't own the rights to the music we're about to play. We want to just play a clip of it. And it's just talking about, hold on, we can't let go. We can't let our boy go. Even though it's a song related to something else, but it's talking about holding on. So let us play that to get started. If we can get it to... Fathers of the future. Some people say, how did that relate? First of all, they say, hold on, can't let go. We can't let our boys slip through the crack. We can't let our boys not have someone to train them. We can't let our boys just be out there by themselves in the street trying to survive. And see, we have to be able to train them early so our boys could be fathers of the future. Our cultural needs fathers to lead our families. Our culture needs fathers to lead our communities. Our culture needs fathers to lead our churches. Our culture needs fathers to lead our schools. And what I mean is they got to be involved. They have to be a part of it, each one of these avenues I just talked about. So discussing how to train our boys in the art of fatherhood. See, some people think because you have the tools to produce, that makes you a father. Truly, truly, we have to keep in mind that having that tool and not used wisely is a step toward disaster. And in our culture, we are struggling now because over 70% of our homes are single homes led by females. And it's sad to say that we got to have more fathers to step up. We got to have them not just to make a baby, not to be a sperm donor, but to also be instrumental in navigating and help navigating our boys to be men. And that's what it's all about. If they're going to be a father, they first have to be a man. You don't see a grown male able to function as a father. You don't see an overgrown boy function as a father. A father is one have certain skills. You see, the secret to the kind of father that should be training our boys is that we got to start building early. And I want you to note this. Start building our boys early. We cannot wait until the young men become of teenage or adolescents or even young adults. We have to start real early. I applaud many organizations that have decided to have youth groups within their organization. I give a shout out to Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, because in 1950s, we decided to start a youth group attached to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and working through our Sigma Beta Club, we organized, which is a instrumental program within Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, working with our boys from 8 to 18. And then beyond, we want to continue to work with them. So let's look at starting early. And when we say starting early, meaning that you have to be involved with your boys' life. You cannot wait till they get 14, 15, 16 years old. Proven fact that from my own personal experience, being able to educate or teach kindergarten all the way up to now serving on the post-secondary level, you can't wait till they get to be 14 years old. See it in the middle school. It's too late, because 14 years old, they by law say they have a right to make a lot of decisions on their own. We have to train them as soon as they come out of the womb. People say that's too early. That's not too early. They're in a comprehensive stage, or they got a stage of identifying what's right and what's wrong. It's amazing that we want to allow the iPad, the iPhone, the Galaxy, the Samsung to be training and teaching our children. And that's what it's not all. So we can start early with being fathers, but you can't do that if you don't know how to be a father. See, it's all about training our boys in the art of fatherhood skills. See, fatherhood is a skill. It's not something by coincidence. See, start building our boys early. And when they eventually get to a point where they're able to really understand what's going on, they'll have the right training to be successful. Let's take something that I try to share with people from time to time. It's just only an example. It is an example about as a child growing up in my home that consisted of 8 children and a father and a mother. My mom taught us all how to cook. But you know what? She taught me how to cook, but she can't teach me to be a chef. The only way I can learn how to be a chef is train under a chef. So for a boy to be successful, starting early with a father that's capable of training him, having fatherhood skills, knowing that you must start early. See, we got to realize a lot of our dads and fathers today lack the ability to be fathers. So when we're talking about training through our youth program in regards to a lot of our organizations, not only just invite the boys there, invite the fathers, because they may have not had an opportunity to experience things because they didn't have someone in there to train them, meaning a father in there training them. Again, you can't train them how to be a man when you're not a man. You can't train him how to be a father when you're not a father. So we have to understand that as an organization, particularly Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, we recognize that high impact fathers must be built over time. See, a boy cannot just automatically, when he comes to the adolescent stage and young adulthood, automatically said, now I'm ready to be a father. Yeah, he has the tools to be the father. But over time, he must expose, he must see, he must be trained to do the right thing. Fatherhood skill is all about building them over time. That's why we said start early and build them over time. The next thing is we got to be encouraging to our young men. We have to be there, encourage them in the role that they can be successful, not encourage them because society say, yeah, you have a choice. Yes, we have a choice for right and wrong. But we have to have someone who can encourage us to make the right choice. Too many times we're scared to do that, too afraid what society will say. We have to encourage our boys on navigating what they will encounter in this life. See, it is not easy being a boy at this time. I tell everybody, they always say, well, it was just as tough. No, because we truly had men of wisdom who took time with these boys or with us and showed them. He said, just watch me and almost do as I do, then you can be successful. We got so many entities in this society saying that, but not willing to hold up. I'm calling on all men who are males who have produced a child to work on their fatherhood skills. Being able to encourage your child. Being able to support your child. Being able to accept training on raising a child. See, that's what the problem is. You think because I can go out and have a baby, that gives me the skills to be able to raise him. No one comes automatically with those skills. You have to have an open mind. You truly have to have an open mind to be willing to be trained on fatherhood. I don't care what they talk about the difference between a dad and a father. You can put whatever definition you want on. A father is responsible. A father encourage. A father support. A father accept his responsibility to the highest level. A father is willing to financially support their child. A father is willing to be a pillar in his child's life. A father is ready to lead his family, his community, his church, his school, whatever it may be. See, a father is willing to do these things. See, whereas we see individuals who pretend they can do this, it's time to watch and learn from the best. I call out fathers who understand fatherhood skills are the ones to watch. And we have to make sure we encourage our young people to do that. It may not have, the young person may not have the accessibility to somebody that's his biological father. But there's an uncle, that's a grandfather. There's a cousin. These are individuals and organizations also observe. We just have to keep the mind open that our young people need to process what fatherhood is early. Process responsibility early. Process encouragement early. Process support early. See, once they see these things, adaptability become easier. They can take those. I'm only just naming three of them. There are many other fatherhood skills that's out there that sometimes we overlook. See, spending time with your child. See, that's a skill that everybody don't have. Because you can't have that skill if you're trying to do everything for everybody else and not capable of doing anything for yourself. And that's including your child, making sure you do for your child. I always tell people that I get many people that call me from time to time, and a lot of time is single females with children.
They talk about what they're encountering and always try to tell them, don't punish the child for your choice. See, you have to make better choices when you choose to give your life to that person. Somebody said, what do you mean? See, you got to remember, at time to time, I said this with my wife a lot of times, I said, God intentionally get you pregnant because they can hold and attach to you. If you're going to do that, make sure you select the right one. Because we can be in relationships with the wrong person many a time. So we have to keep that in mind. The skills are there, but your recognition's got to be that, will this person be a good father? Is he father material? Because if you're going to lie down with him, you need to make that in your mind early. Is he father material? Everybody is not father material. And people say, well, you can train them. Yeah, but you got to start very early. I gave you some examples from the beginning. And the example talks about starting building early with these boys. Recognize, so they can recognize what needs to be in the skills of fatherhood. So they can recognize the ability to be successful and the importance of fathers in our community. You got to start very young. Encourage them how important the role is of fatherhood. See, that's what we're not doing. We're just all over the place. We need to come back to the spot where we can recognize that these are the things we're going to put into play to help train our boys. You're training to be a man. In the process, the skills are identical to being a father, because you're going to be responsible as a man. You're going to spend time with the people you care about. You're going to be encouraging to those people. You're going to be supportive to those people. See, those are the things that are just the start of fatherhood skills. Now you ask yourself, how can I be a good father? See, that's one of the questions you really want to ask yourself. Since I'm capable of identifying those skills early and training my child, my son, or my nephews, or my brothers, or my cousin on fatherhood skills early by doing examples, how can I be a good father? Just because I'm doing things, I may not understand how important I must identify as a good father. It's about consistently available, being consistently available for your child. See, that's number one, being available. And you have a thing that success comes about based on availability. You might miss out on success because you weren't available. Availability is so important. Be there during the good times and the bad times. See, it's not all about patting him on the back because he had ran the football and scored a touchdown. He had scored a basket or two. Or he had got a home run here or there. The goal. He has beaten time the track. He had done all the things that we focused on, many other things that we put him on the back for. But be there when he wants to be in the school play. Be there when he's a part of a band. Be there when he wants to go to the academic competition. Be there to support him because he needs you. He needs you. That's a good father. See, a good father also have interest in what their children are doing. They also focus on supporting them with their hopes and their dreams. See, that's what a good father do, and it's on a daily basis. See, that's what we got to realize. See, a good father is always curious. He's always attentive about what's going on with his children. He has to be there on the side of right. And not be there with the side of wrong. Just keep that in mind when you're there as a father, or you're practicing and showing fatherhood skills to some boy, whether it's your brother, or whether it's your nephew, whether it's your cousin, or in your organization, showing fatherhood skills. So you also have to show compassion. I have a problem with anybody that lacks the ability to show compassion to mankind, but particularly to children. I always tell everybody now, I'll do everything to help this child to be successful. And then grown folks, I'll help you, but I'm going to make sure the child come first. It's always said that we have to focus on our children and our elders, because in between, you can make decisions on your own. So you have to be very careful about that. So you have to have compassion. I do for every person. But I'm going to focus on, in a situation as an adult and a child, I'm going to focus on that child, because I know that child needs all of us to support them. An adult can go out and make those decisions, make those choices, whether they're right or wrong. A child also needs an individual to believe in them. See, believing in them is important. See, you don't put them down, you support them. If they tell you that one day I want to be an astronaut, you say, I'm going to do everything for my child to have an opportunity to be an astronaut. Whatever he wants to do, support him. Since we're talking about building boys to be fathers of the future, we're going to focus on those children, or particular boys, being able to be successful by supporting them. Be curious, attentive, all right? Be compassionate about your child's needs. See, not so much about their wants. Focus on their needs. It's the most important thing to have them be successful. Make time, I said earlier, for your kids or your children. Or your boys. I'm going to just be general and say, if there's a girl, make time for your children. So your children don't care if you just had a big promotion of your company. They don't really care about that. Or whether or not, got an expensive house. Your children care about you when you care about them. We always said in education, as a lifelong educator, former educator, me retired now, they care, me and our children and our school, when you show you care. So you got to show as a father, a good father shows that he cares. So you got to plan time, meaning father time, for your children, and especially your boys. Don't always show up at the football game. Oh, that's my son. What about practice? What about team meeting with parents? Show up whether you're with that lady or not. Show up as a pillar in his life. The mother is already a pillar in his life. Show up. That's what a father do. He has father time. See, he has to show that his child, teaching his child and loving his child is important. So those are the things a good father take time to do. When they said teaching your child, especially your boy, how to respect his counterparts, and especially teaching them how to respect our queen. See, they have to be taught by another father, another man, how to respect the queen. See, if you don't, and if he see you disrespecting the queen, he going to feel like he can disrespect as well. And it don't wait till it have to be an adult, because I have seen them in middle school. I have seen them in elementary school, in high school, disrespect our queens. See, we have to teach him that instead of having this mindset that, I can do that and get away with it, teaches that there are consequences for your action. And the consequences may not come right now, but it's coming someday. See, you can help your child be successful, especially the boys, if you teach them to respect their queens and respect other people. See, that's what it's all about. See, that's how we build our children to be successful. And the last thing that I want you to make sure as being a good father is show them how to complete. It's going to be simple. The basic task of life. Show them how to complete the basic task of life. See, we got tasks every day. Show them how to complete it, not just go through it to get it done so it makes you the other person feel good. Let them do it. Show them how to do it so they'll feel good and they accomplish a task today. See, that's a good father, and we have to keep that in mind. I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, A-Town_J. Thank you, Jay, for joining us. The Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigmas. Come on. My brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity out on that Gulf Coast. You're calling out in Biloxi, Mississippi. Thank you so much, my brothers, for taking time. We want you to be a part of this by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your location. If you choose to give your name, it's fine. And then we can chat about building boys to be fathers of the future. Share with us, the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, what your organization is doing with your Sigma Beta Club. You can type in the comments right there. You got an opportunity to type in the comments. And you can also do it on Facebook. And you can call me. We just want you to be a part of this because you may have something that may be different, you know, from what I'm saying. But I want you to understand that we have to work with our boys so we can have grown men in the future. See, all that adds together because we said fatherhood. We're just talking about being a grown man who can adapt to fatherhood because he has the skills, the training, and an early age to know how. That's what we ask you to do, my brothers and also my sisters. We want you to do that. Let's focus on training our boys to be grown men. That's what it's all about. And awesome fathers. The next thing we want to look at is what boys learn from a father. You to think about that. Take a second, think about it. What did you learn from your father? And you said, well, I didn't learn anything. What did you learn from somebody that was a father figure? It might have been a grandfather. It might have been a brother. It might have been an uncle. It might have been a cousin. It might have been the minister at the church. It might have been someone in the organization. It might have been a teacher. You may learn something, and you didn't realize that you did. You didn't know whether your doctor is a father. But the things being punctual, being on time, to meet you at your appointment, being able to be compassionate when you're in that examining room. That's what a man and a father do as well. So keep in mind what boys learn from father. They can learn some good things and they can learn some not so good. But we want you to keep in mind particularly what they can learn from fathers. One is responsibility. That's why it irritates me when a gentleman fights so hard and don't want to pay his child support. If you can't live with him, you still got to support him. If you can't support him as a father, whether it's financially or whether it's with your time, you're not much of fatherhood material. And I was watching one of the shows yesterday. This had nothing to do with a boy and a father, but it had to do with a young lady. and a father. And it was amazing. This gentleman was saying that they're not my children. And I won't call the name of the show, but not my children. But the young lady was so upset. She told me, I don't need you now. See, I'm grown. She said, when we was put out on the street, you know, we didn't see you when we was young. We darn sure haven't seen you today. I mean, we see you today, but we hadn't seen you doing it. She said it was heart-wrenching. She said, you still living with your mama. Come on now. And she said, this is the 21-year-old telling a 43-year-old man, supposed to be. You still living your mama. You have not done anything. We used to live on the street homeless. When we called you, you act like you didn't know who we were. He said, but now I got two jobs to help my mama survive. See, that's a ratchet man right there. And see, that is not a father. That ain't a dad. That ain't SH, whatever you want to put with it. See, we got to understand that we got to promote better things in our society. And we got to hold our males accountable. See, now, it's a difference between being a male. See, a grown male has all the tools to do all the things that a grown man do. But what he lacks, the ability for respect, being responsible, being compassionate, being punctual, being devoted, being dedicated, effective communicator, all this he lacks. And I want you to keep in mind, a grown man can accept his responsibility. He don't blame nobody else. And that's what we got to keep in mind. We said what a boy can learn from a father. He can learn all those things I just mentioned. Puts him alive for a healthy relationship, whether he have children or not. But when he become a man, he will be able to understand that, first of all, he got to love himself first. That's what we have to show love for ourselves, meaning that as a father, you got to show love in a way when you love them and tell them you love them. Don't be ashamed or too afraid to hug your child. Because he needs to be heard. Next thing is communication. See, you got to be able to be an effective communicator as a father. A boy can learn how to be an effective communicator, and he can be a butthole of a communicator by watching you sometime too. What you have to be very careful of, that you have to be able to speak fluent enough so people can understand you. Speak with the pride that you have down. That's what a father and a man do, a grown man do. And I'm telling you, it's so important that he accept his responsibility. He willing to say, okay, I have to take care of you as my children. Never that your child had to come when you get in front of people, millions of people, and say, you ain't done nothing for us. When we lived on the street, we could buy you. Now I got to have two jobs and go to school to help my mama and us survive. See, I had a man there. That's a boy pretending he's a man. And we got to be real with people now. We got to come together culturally. We got to bring everybody in a position that we can communicate in our culture. Some people may not agree, but you know what? I'm not going to let you turn me around on that. I just believe our culture to be successful. We have to be willing to treat each other with the same respect we want to be treated. Teach our boys that respect is so important. And caring is really the mouth of all of that. You have to care for yourself. And if you don't care for yourself, you won't care for anybody else. See, it's hard to hear young men say, I'm not going to live till I'm past 25, so whatever happened, happened. No, it ain't meant to be that. You are the future fathers and the future leaders, the future who will carry us into the 23rd and 40th and 50th. Don't give up on what God has blessed you with. And that's what we said, care for each other. We have to always do that. See, we have to also teach values. See, we are basically some kind of fundamental principle that allow us to understand our value. See, our value is important. See, we have to always keep that. Honesty and trust is very important. See, we got to understand that. And being consistent by what we do is a step to being a good father. A step where boys can learn how to be a father. See, we got to show ourselves friendly and help the relationship. They talk about that. Showing ourselves friendly so we'll be accepted as friendly. See, we got to do things like that. So building on those things there, it will allow a young man or a boy doing it early and seeing it early to be a successful man, a grown man, and a father, a very successful father. We want to look at some things that will help and consider to be tips for fatherhood. These are some tips, parenting tips for fatherhood. And one of the most important thing I said earlier, important thing, is spending time with your child. And I'm talking about because you was upset because she went down there and filed for the necessary support, and then the court system gives you, you know, a minimum requirement. Your child, your boy can't be raised on minimum requirement. You see him 4 days a month. He needs to see you not just Friday, Saturday, and take him back on Sunday. He needs to see you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He don't have to see you every day, every week, but he needs to see you beyond those 2 weeks. But you know what? I say every week, your those boys need to see your father. Show him you support him. Be engaged as a father and be loving towards your children. Spend as much time as possible. Discipline will be, discipline with love. Discipline with love helps you be successful as a father. Have positive parenting support. Be positive, not always negative. I tell fathers, be in your children's life, especially your boys, where the only time you show up is those 4 days. But beside that, you get a call from the mama saying, you know, I'm calling you to let you know your son need to be worked with. Your name has been threatened toward that child. That is not discipline with love. That's discipline with fear. And you have to be very careful. Be always positive. And just like things might not go right, have some positive things to say to your son. Let them know they're doing the right thing. The next thing, be a role model for your child. See, especially boys got to see role models, because if they don't see the positive role model, I guarantee you they'll see the negative role models. Some people kind of shocked as they talk to certain gang leaders. And street people out in the street always say, how do you manage? They ask that question, and I had this conversation with a young man. I said, how do you convince these kids, no matter what neighborhood, what kind of economic background, to be a member of your organization, gang? And you know what he told me? He said, you know, there's one thing I know, he's not getting it home. He's getting disciplined with fear. He said, what I tell him is I expect him to be disciplined, but I discipline him with love. And he wants to be told that I love him. So I'm the role model in his life. Not his daddy, because his daddy, that's what he is, daddy or his father is not responsible. So I show him love, and he know he can receive love. So that's amazing. We can learn something from people that use common sense. See, I don't care how much book sense you have. You got to use common sense. You put that book sense with that common sense. Because I always tell the story about my dad. Only had an eighth grade education. Dropped out in the eighth grade. But he had a master's degree in life. And I tell everybody that because he always told me, son, you got all that book sense, but you ain't got no common sense. And at the time, it was telling to me to hear that. And I couldn't understand, but as time grew, I understood what he was talking about. No matter what's in the book, you still got to put it in practice. Come on now, you hear me, and you can agree or not. Throw a thumbs up and a heart up, because it's true faith. You got to put whatever you learn in the book to practice. And the practice requires some common sense. And you have to use common sense decisions to be successful. Earn the right to be heard. See, people say, what is that? Make sure you spend time with your child. You want to come in when everything is bad. You can be there when things are good as well. Come on. Be your child's teacher. See, that's what you got. He should be learning from you, not from the man in the gang. Not the gang leader. Not the individuals in the street. He should be learning from his father, not from the street. See, we can't let the street have our children. We can't let the television and the social media and the media outlets have our children, because they put it in front of them. Every child at the age of, I see him at 3 or 4 months with an iPad. So the media is training and raising our children. You be a father and raise your child. Be willing to get him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's when he have homework. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And on the weekend. He have homework on the weekend. Don't let him come over there and let him lay up and just sleep all day and don't do anything. Because I have to get him. Somebody making you. Nobody making you get him. You should be in a position to want your child. That's what it's all about. Eat together as a family, even though you're not in that house with him. But when he comes to you, you all eat together. Even if you are with someone else that have, sit down as a family, he'll understand that and have conversations with him. Come on now. This is what it's all about. Read to your child. You just don't know how fascinating that is, especially in elementary school, for males to come in and read to them. You got to be a teacher for life. I mean, you got to teach everybody. You don't have to have a certification, but you still can teach your child and other children. Be fair. Respect the other parent of your child. See, that's one of the things that irritates me in our culture. We don't respect the other parent. Both parents are pillars of society, and they are instrumental in the success of that child, whether you stay with him or not. So make sure you be very careful about what you say about his mom or whatever you say about his dad. Because whether he sees dad or not, you keep beating him up, saying negative things, he gonna draw his opinion. It might not be the right opinion. So respect the other parent of your child. And boys, make sure it applies to mothers as well. Do not sit up there, your dad ain't no good. All he do is bam, bam, bam. You know, he hear that, and he hear it every day. That ain't respect. So if you disrespect him, that boy is going to disrespect him. You know, one of the biggest challenges as a black, and I'm going to be honest, coach of athletics, We fight hard with our own culture, our young boys, just to get them to do some simple things to be successful, because they feel like they're equal or they must show they know more than you do. And I always try to remind them, I said, now, Kobe earned what Kobe earned. God bless his soul. LeBron James earned what they have. You're going to have to earn what you need to have. Always keep that in mind. And the last thing, we're going to roll, because this series is going to roll on. How to nurture fathers for the future. And here's a list of things I want you to write down, because we're down to about 10 minutes. You choose to write it or not, but let me share it with you. First of all, duty. See, it's a duty for you as a father. Be aware of your decisions and your actions. It's a duty for you to be aware of your decisions and your actions or inactions. Because our sons see you. They behave the way they behave sometimes based on what they saw their fathers do. If you're abusing his mother, whether you physically putting your hands on, but if you mentally and emotional abusing, your duty is not to do that. Your duty is to make sure you show kindness, show love, because these things will impact this child and how they learn and grow. So be careful what you do. See, it's your duty to make sure you be aware of the decisions and your actions as well as your inaction, because it will impact this boy abuse as well as his moral impact, what he thinks should be right and what's wrong. So be very careful about that, these children picking it up. The next thing is, what does it mean to be a father? With a girl or boy. But with a girl, you have to encourage your daughter to be strong, independent with her peers. See, they have to see that. They have to believe they can do anything boys can do. See, they have to be able to understand they can compete at a high level. In raising a boy, the boy must be equally confident, independent, and encourage them to follow up the paths they feel are best suited for them. See, people got to realize you got to be encouraging that they follow what's best fits them. See, the next thing is hope. See, we want to always talk about hope because wherever there's hope, there's faith. See, you don't want your boys to be a man who believes views or sees particular things in a negative way. See, we have to understand we don't want our boys to be men who view particular things as a woman role. See, a man has a responsibility. You might have to cook, clean, do it well. Don't have that mentality. See, you don't want your boys to be men who don't know how to work a washing machine, iron clothes. We was taught that. You know, you want your boys to be able to cook. You want your boys to be able to enjoy preparing a meal for everyone. So you want your boys to know that being a parent should be a shared responsibility. And although some fathers can't breastfeed, but he can still give a child the love and the comfort. See, you want him to understand that that's something, that ability that a mother has. So you got to be encouraging to your females. See, you don't want your boys to learn, you know, to the point that they can't do the things like bake cakes. That's supposed to be a woman's job. That is not true. They can bake and be successful at that. We want you to know that our boys can do almost anything, but we want them to walk away with a smile on their face. Fatherhood. We're talking about skills in fatherhood. Being able to build our boys to be fathers of the future. That's our ultimate goal. This is series two. We have series three coming up on next Thursday. Not this Thursday coming, but next Thursday. Because we're rotating Tuesday and Thursday. We want to give a shout out to those individuals joining us. That's BJ Jefferson. Thank you so much, BJ, out of Memphis, Tennessee. We have, I almost said, Ghulam Abbas. Thank you so much for joining us. And my frat brother, and a member of Zeta Phi Sigma, chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, none other than Brother Derek Frog Cummins. Thank you, Brother Cummins, for joining us here. You get with you. The brothers want to get together on the 21st and celebrate that 39 years of that 83 line. We want 82 to join us as well. We want to come to your place, Applebee's. All right. Shout out to A-Town underscore J. The Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigma. Thank you to the 5 billion Sigma. And never last, maybe last but never least, none other than Miss Bush EDS. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, all of y'all, taking time to be a part of this series. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, and WVSW Radio, the internet station partner to make sure we bring these series to you. We have a total of 6 series talking about building boys to be fathers of the future. Check us out on next Thursday. We'll be coming back with Series 3 or Part 3. Awesome, and I tell you, God is blessing us again. He's taking an opportunity for us to share something with you. I do not have a problem being the one that ain't able to be point in whatever direction. I don't mind being a part of the Beacon Light. And I don't mind WBSW Radio, the internet station, being able to address our grassroots problems in our neighborhood. And that's building boys to be fathers of the future. You have an awesome rest of the day. Our hashtag is responsible. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag it's a mindset. Hashtag make it do what it do. And truly, truly, we truly love each and every one of you all. So God has blessed us to be able to love you at WBSW Radio, the internet station. God sends you, gives us an opportunity to send our heart. Truly share heart with you. And as we close out, like we do on every show, check us out tonight. We have to leave that word about tonight, the Dr. Lowe Show. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show with no filters. Be aired at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to make this thing do what it do. It's relationship. Are you serious? Are you curious? Check us out tonight. Looking forward to having you on here at 7 o'clock. And as we close out all our shows, truly I like to speak this from my heart, and I want you to know this. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and I just want you to be able to hold on.
Yeah. Peace with jet lag, danger.